Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Season 2, Episode 40.
Hello, Lad. How are you?
Good. And today we're just going to say the score and crack on with the games.
Yeah, short pod then. So, what's the score?
Lad has 245 and Dad has 240.
Five. It's a draw after all
245 all.
This is the 40th episode of the season, and after all that, we're drawing. My goodness me. You said you didn't want to go into last week. We've got one correct score each. You went to Bristol City and Leicester were rubbish. Is that enough of a review?
Yeah, we both got one correct. You got Blackburn, Ipswich.
Yep.
You predicted 1-0 to Ipswich. It was 1-0 to Ipswich. I predicted Tottenham Luton to be a 2-1 to Tottenham. It was a 2-1 to Tottenham.
Yeah, and actually quite a lot of correct results. Lots of ones for both of us. But yeah, wow. So, like you say, we want to be quick because we've got loads of big games this time.
Yep.
Starting with the top three in the Prem.
Three games of the Premier League, and it is Crystal Palace against Man City.
You to go first.
I think Man City are going to go to Palace and get a 2-0 win.
Oh, I was thinking something like that. I can't see Man City failing to win. I'm going to go 3-1 to Man City. And what's next?
Brighton Arsenal.
This is more tricky, isn't it? Because it's a tough away game. I always think Arsenal might bottle the title running a little bit. And I'm going to go with a draw. I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw.
I think eventually Arsenal will bottle it and they won't win the title. I think they'll get Champions League. But they got a draw against Man City.
Yeah, they did, away from home, yeah.
I think it's going to stay for a bit longer, and I think they're going to win 2-1.
It will be good for the league if it had got a different winner, to be fair. What's next?
Man U, Liverpool.
Your go.
Liverpool, top of the table. They can't drop it now. They need to get another win to keep the title going for them, and they're going to get another win. It's going to be 2-0 to Liverpool.
I mean, we're doing this with the league table in front of us, and I'm looking at this. If Liverpool plus 40 goal difference, Man U, zero goal difference. Liverpool have been way better than them this season, but I can't get over the fact it's at Old Trafford and Man U hate them. I'm going for a shock. I'm going for a real shock. 1-0 to Man U. I just feel like they'll be bang up for it, but we'll see.
So.
You're moving into the championship.
Championship, yeah, and we've got the top three teams playing. First one is Norwich against Ipswich.
Now, we saw Norwich on Easter Monday. Hadn't really realised how good they're doing.
In the playoff, yeah.
Yeah, sixth. They didn't look that good on Monday. Ipswich seemed to always get a fluky late goal off the deflection or off the post or in the 90-10th minute or whatever.
90-10?
Oh, there's your episode title sorted then. Dad said something stupid again. I think they'll
do... It means
do...
100.
I'm so sick of Ipswich. Obviously, I'm a Leicester fan. Sick of Ipswich getting fluky. I'm just going to predict them to get fluky. I'll go 2-1 to Ipswich.
I think Norwich gave us quite a good game. I think they're going to give Ipswich quite a good game. I think it's going to be...
Tricky one.
2-1 Ipswich.
I'm looking at this. You've gone four away wins so far. There's some massive rivalries this weekend. We've just done Man U and Liverpool, Norwich and Ipswich. And spoiler alert, there's some big rivalries coming up as well. But what is the next game?
Coventry, Leeds.
And this is you first. Coventry in seventh, Leeds in second.
Ooh.
We want Coventry to do Leicester a favour. That's weird, isn't it?
For a second, I was thinking at Coventry.
Yeah, they beat us, didn't they?
I'm going to go 1-1.
Yeah, I'm thinking here that Coventry can get something to help us out a bit. And I'm going to go 2-2. I'm going to go 2-2. Next one.
Leicester against Birmingham.
So, just again, looking at the table, the relegation fight in this league looks really, really interesting this year.
Except
so many.
Rotherham and Sheff.
Oh, yeah.
No, Sheff Wednesday are in it.
Yeah, they're well in it, yeah.
It's 23rd is Sheff Wednesday with 39...
Oh, sorry, yeah, 23rd place, sorry, yeah, yeah. Say it again.
23rd place with 39 points, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's Huddersfield in 22nd place, still in the relegation zone with 40 points. Then out the relegation zone, we have 21st, which is Plymouth, on 41 points. Then in 20th, Birmingham on 42. And even 19th, Millwall, 44. Then 18th, Stoke, 45. And then even 17th is on 45. Even all the way up to 14th place has got 50 points.
Yeah.
And maybe I've over-exaggerated
no,
that.
No, I think you need 50 points to stay up. I think you need 50 to stay up. So anyone on less than 50
even
needs
if Sheffield Wednesday get... if they get, like, 10 points, they'll be up with the 50s and 14th.
Yeah, and normally at this time of the season... The
10
teams...
points is not much. It's just 3 wins, really.
Yeah, because it's normally the teams in the middle that are losing at the end of the season because they've got nothing to play for. So I bet those teams at the bottom, some of them will go on a run. And Birmingham's one of them. But, I mean, Leicester did get a win. I just think 2-1 to Leicester against Birmingham.
I don't think it'll be an easy match for Leicester. I really don't think it'll be easy. But I've just got to say that they will get the 1-0 win.
0 to Leicester.
And after the break, we'll be back with some international football. And it is Rangers against Celtic. Big one.
One of the biggest games in world football.
Yeah, and I'm going to explain it now because people are saying Celtic are top. Technically not. Well, there's 12 in the league. Yep. Rangers have played 30. Celtic have played 31. There's a 1-point gap. Celtic are on 74. Rangers are on 73. But if Rangers come... win their game in hand, which is against Dundee, who are sixth.
So you think they'd win that?
Yeah, you think they'll win that, then they'll be top by 2 points. And if they can beat Celtic, they'll be top by 5 points. But really, a draw's enough for Rangers in this match.
It's like a title decider, because if Celtic do win, then the game in hand will be... they'll go 4 points clear, so the game...
Yeah, and this league looks... Oh, yeah. Now I've realised.
Yeah, they cut it.
What happens is they cut the league. There's 12 in it. Six of them get relegated. Six of them stay in. But technically, they just form it into two leagues. So the bottom six come into a league and then the top six come into a league.
Yeah, and we're at that stage of the season now. So it's right.
So Dundee will be battling. Actually, when they play Rangers, they'll... want to try staying in
the
top
six. Yeah, they don't want to go into that bottom league, yeah. And that game's next week as well, I think, Dundee Rangers. But we are predicting Rangers-Celtic Sunday afternoon. What do you think's going to happen?
On some games like this, I just wish you were first.
I know what I'm going for already as well. I've made my decision.
I don't want to say this, but I think it's going to be 1-0 to Celtic.
You know, recently when...
I think the fans will be up for it. The players will be up for it.
Yeah, recently Celtic have had the better of Rangers in the big games. But it's at Ibrox. I'm predicting that there's going to be 2 red cards, 2 goals for Rangers, and 2 goals for Celtic. I'm going with a 2-2 draw. Right, we've got another local derby, one of the biggest games in world football probably. What's next?
Roma against Lazio. And I'll tell you what's happening in Serie A. So, top, looking like they might win the league, is Inter Milan on 79 points. And in second is AC Milan on 65 points.
Massive, massive gap.
And third place is Juventus with 59 points. That's between one and third place, a 20-point gap.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking at fourth place thinking, how the hell are they fourth as well? What about
them? Yeah, Bologna.
So they're going for Champions League then, Bologna. Wow. So where the hell are Roma and Lazio if they're not in the top four? Because they would usually hope to be.
Well, Roma are fifth, and then Lazio are seventh.
So Roma are the home
Napoli
team.
Napoli champions are eighth.
Yeah, they're in a bad year.
What's going on with this league?
Yeah, it's a funny year. Roma are at home, they have all the fans, and I do think they're the better side of the two. I mean, the league table suggests they are. So I'm going to go 2-0 to Roma.
You said Roma are at home, they share the same stadium.
Yeah, but they'll have more of
their fans. We've been through that talk before, we don't need to explain it again.
We certainly have, yeah. Go through our previous 97 episodes if you've missed that, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Roma will win. I think Roma will win 2-1.
2-1 to Roma, right. Tell us what we're going to do for the last four games.
The last four games are going to be the first leg of the quarterfinals of the Champions League.
Whoa, okay, what's first?
Arsenal against Bayern Munich.
You go.
I think Arsenal are focusing on the Premier League. They're not going to chuck away the Champions League. They're going to try their hardest, but I think Arsenal will either do rubbish in the Premier League and fall apart in the Premier League, or they'll just lose to Bayern Munich. I think one of them things are going to happen because they're not going to be able to handle both.
Yeah.
And that really gives Liverpool an advantage of winning the Premier League because Arsenal and Man City are in the Champions League, Liverpool aren't in it.
Yeah, you're right. They're in the Europa, but they can rotate players in that and they don't care as much as these two.
I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
1-1. Well, I'm thinking I'm going with Bayern Munich. I think Arsenal are just happy to have made the quarters. I think Bayern are a better side, basically. So I think Arsenal will end up focusing on the league. And I think Bayern Munich will go there and win 3-1, making the second leg a bit easy for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real Madrid against Man City.
So this is me, isn't it?
If these didn't play each other, I think this could be the final if they didn't play.
Definitely.
They didn't get drawn.
Yeah, they're probably the best two teams possibly left in it. Great tie. Bernabeu. I am going to go with Real to win the first leg, but make it really evenly poised. So Real 2, Man City 1.
Because it's at Real Madrid, I'm going to say 1-0 to Real.
Wowzers. And then the Wednesday night games?
Atletico against Borussia Dortmund.
Okay, and you're first?
I think they've both been doing bad in their leagues.
Yeah, they're not having great seasons.
Yeah,
one of them's going to be in the semi-final. Whoever makes the semi-final of the Champions League in a bad year...
I think both of these teams will just be focusing on the Champions League, and I think Atletico Madrid are going to win 2-0.
Well, I'm actually going to go with a really boring 0-0 draw, everyone being careful and kind of ready to go for it in second leg. Final one?
Paris Saint-Germain against Barcelona.
Now, a lot of people think Paris Saint-Germain are cursed because they've had all this money and had a really great team for 10 years or 12 years. Always one of the favourites and never won the Champions League.
So have Barcelona, though. Barcelona have not been amazing. They used to always be world class, say that. But now they've dropped.
Yeah, they've got the Champions League a lot of times in their history, but not for a long time. So, yeah. Another one that's hard to call, but I am going to go with the curse continuing. I'm going 2-1 Barca.
And I thought the listeners weren't going to be very happy with this, but as soon as you said 0-0, I was like, I'm going to predict that for the next game. I'm going 0-0.
Yeah, a lot of these first legs can be like 0-0, everyone being careful and stuff.
But that gives advantage to Barcelona because the next one will be at Nou Camp.
Yeah, and in the old days, a 0-0... When there was away goals, it would be a better result for them. But now, there's
no such thing.
So the away team are even happier.
Yeah.
So, well, that was, we had doing quite a lot of games and blabbing on for a bit, didn't we? So anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, well, no, let's wrap it up.
No, okay, that is the end of the 98th episode of Lad vs. Dad.
Keep listening till it's our 100th yeah. and more, yeah, and more.
We'll try and do something special for the 100th. Right, it's bye from Dad.
And mom from Lad. Thank you.